This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where will the people with their Kim Crawford complain today? The Leawood City Hall is closed.
Come to downtown Lee Summit. I'll take care of you.
Well, Karen's out in Leawood today with their Chardonnay going, where do I complain about something? The City Hall's closed. Go get another glass of Chardonnay there, Karen. Get bent. Come back on Monday. We'll be open.
Maybe Sat. One other
question. Nah, it's Town Hall, man. They're not open on the weekends. No That's way. It. Who's overstayed their welcome in sports more than Michael Irvin, do you think?
Whew, man. Because they had a bunch of, like, old school. Like, I love the photo last night. They had, like, Olsen and Portis, Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson. Like, those guys. Dope. Michael Irvin, you played at Miami 40 years ago.
Love Cam Ward being there, too. That was cool.
Yeah.
Kind of becoming a part of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Lane wasn't there, was he?
Yeah, I think he was, wasn't he?
Lane Kiffin?
I thought he was going to these games.
I didn't think he was
no,
there.
No, he wasn't
I
there.
Don't think
I could
so.
Be I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't know
so,
why I thought that. Maybe I did. No. I don't doubt yourself. If you know he wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't think he was there.
Okay. I did see a tweet by him. He tweeted like a broken heart emoji.
Oh, you know,
these guys were great, you know, one of those
Whatever.
Things. Yeah, because he's out money. He thought he was gonna get $1 million bonus if they were going to the national championship game. Imagine making a bonus on what somebody else does.
You think he hedged it and put $1 million on Miami to win last year?
That seems like a kid should, right? What would happen if that did happen though? Like if they found out that Kiffin put $1 million, like he'd be out, he'd be done.
For
right?
sure.
I mean, you're gone. You have to be gone,
that.
Right? Him and Hurley could go out together if he did something like that, right?
Who's richer the week is that for you guys?
I did not pick Hurley as my Richard of the week.
I'll
I do have somebody
it.
Else in college sports. You can have Bob
yeah,
Hurley. Is it Bob, Dan Hurley?
Dan
Hurley. Yeah, Dan Hurley. Richard of the year. I mean,
start. We're only 9 days into the year.
Wow. Well, this is going to be a tough one to beat.
Seriously,
11 months and 20 days.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, though, think about it. This is going to be a tough one to beat what Dan Hurley did, man.
Like, Bob Knight Hurley.
Yeah, seriously.
Gosh.
Like, it's up to those levels right now.
Yes.
It's 2026. And, you know, his antics can't, you know, continue to be had. He's kind of a jerk.
He is. He's an
kind of
a-hole.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah. Somebody should probably email about what he had to say.
Yeah, that's an HR.
Yeah, right?
That's an HR complaint.
That is an HR complaint.
And that's a justified one.
Just Google search Dan Hurley. And you'll see what he had to say to the, I believe it was the referees.
The referees, yes.
Two words that, probably shouldn't say at all.
Right.
And the fact that he had those in the holster lets you know.
Yeah. I mean, yes, right? Dusty said that to me earlier. I'm like, yeah, imagine that. He had that ready to go.
Yeah, what's he saying in practice? What's he saying in the locker room?
Traffic.
Yes, seriously.
At the grocery store.
Town hall closed.
Kiss my ass. Yeah, he's pissed the town hall in Leawood's closed today. He's got nowhere to bitch. Find a ref.
Price of eggs. By the way, I think they're 99 cents this weekend at Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Well, we got it to 816. Skip Bayless is overstayed as welcome.
Yeah,
but is he still staying? Like, I know he's on like X and stuff like that, but is he still around? Is he still kind of relevant?
Yeah, if he's on your screen, that's probably on you.
Yeah, yeah. At this point in time. Well, any of, you know, like Stephen A. Smith, I know some people are mad at him, you know, and whatnot. Maybe he's overstayed as welcome and things like that.
No, because
so,
they're paying him to stick around.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. Was that receipt? Garrett Dieter?
Yeah.
He's holding on to 2018.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's fighting Mitchell Schwartz, it seems like, on X, you know. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? Get out of here, dude.
I'm here for the Mitchell Schwartz Garrett Dieter beef.
Yes.
Yeah. Where do I sit for this one? Give me my popcorn. Mitchell Schwartz and Garrett Dieter are beefing.
Go tell him, Patrick. You know, we're friends.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
BBL stinky.
Hey, we found out why. This was Andy Reid on what went wrong in 2025.
We had 10 or so games that were determined by, you know, 7 points or less, you know, one score. And so And those were the seven we won last year. Well, why? You got to go back and you look at penalties in crucial situations, turnover in crucial situations. You know, these those things. You got to really evaluate those and the whys of that, and drop balls long drives, including everybody, the end of game drives that you could have either scored on or were scored on, or special teams put you in a position. You got to look at all those things. And so that's a part of the evaluation process going into the offseason. Make sure we narrow that thing up and make sure we're on the right end of it.
All right.
That sounds a lot like it's a lot on Andy Reid.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's all coaching. That, like, everything that he mentioned there is coaching. Penalties, turnovers, drop balls, late game. That's all discipline.
Stalled drives, and then he goes, and then special teams, and then cut himself
off. Yeah, right. Yeah, because special teams was atrocious. I mean, we haven't had a return since COVID. I mean, special teams is, yeah, one word on special teams, tobe. But I think, tube. Yeah, tube. Yeah, Dave, tube, Dave, man. Tube. But one score games, that is coaching. Like mm-hmm. That's discipline. That's taking care of the little things. And they didn't take care of the little things this year, because when you take care of the little things, then you get big results. I mean, we talk about that all the time. Ah, it's just the little things here. But that's discipline, and that's accountability, too. Penalties, turnovers, drop balls. Remember years ago when that LeSean McCoy fumbled the football and we never saw him again on the field, right? A couple of years ago, and he's still complaining about that and whatnot.
You talking about overstayed their welcome?
Yeah, talk about guys that overstayed their welcome. That guy got a pair of shoes. Yeah, that guy, Charles Amenahu, is another guy that maybe have overstayed his welcome. He's battling fans now on X, and somebody goes, at least Tyrann Mathieu, when he battled fans, actually did something. Yes. He got paid to do cardio this year, which is true. Like, I forgot Charles Amenahu was a guy on the team.
Total no show.
Like, complete no show.
Disappointment.
Like,
you guys be
zero.
Careful. He's going to come after at Mac Morey and at Bob Fesco.
Fine. Come after me. I mean, your play speaks for itself, yeah. Chuck.
I don't need to be an all 22 guy to know that.
No, I didn't hear his name at all this year.
Heard of
like,
him.
Literally did not hear his name. But so you go back to those one score games, that's discipline, that's accountability. That's all on the coach. And I think Andy probably did it that way to let everybody know, I'm taking the blame for this. Without saying I'm taking the blame, he could have gone out there and go, well, our line didn't block, and our running back stunk, and our quarterback got hurt, and our receivers this, that, the other thing. But he listed all those things. That's Andy Reid, I think, in a small way anyway, telling everybody without telling everybody, I'm handling this one. Mm-hmm. This is on me. I really did not have a good year as the head football coach. And those are all things that you look at when teams are bad at the end of the year. A lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers, a lot of drop balls. It's concentration, it's accountability. You fumble the football again, you're out. Hey, Juwan, one more penalty, you're gone. And that never happened. We never saw accountability for mistakes that accumulated over time, and that is on coaching. The failures of this season are on Andy Reid.
Mac, yeah, you want to get in on this?
Yeah, I agree with that perspective, Bob. I think that's probably fair. He should change the framework of his answer, because they weren't close. He starts, oh yeah, really close games. Like, stop looking at the score. Like, we watch those games, yeah. Penalties, discipline, and stop talking about drops. Like, the guys weren't open. Yes, drop passes happened, and those killed us late in the season with must win games when you shouldn't have already been in that situation. Like, to me, like, that answer kind of was worrisome, because if we're talking about drop passes, if we're talking about little miscues, like, this team's way further away than just some little miscues. Like, if you're, it's like when we talk about what the roster needs, and then all of a sudden we're talking about 53 positions. Like, once you start listing these things out, once you start actually talking it out, and it seemed like Andy Reid started to do that. Oh yeah, we're close. And then list 17 things. Yeah, you weren't. This team needs change. And I'll just say, I Matt Nagy not re-signing that contract, not getting that extension, and choosing to do what's best for himself and go off, I think that could be the best thing for Kansas City. Because if not, the only change this team was going to get was Connor Embry.
But it also depends on how Andy utilizes that change. If he just 100%. Brings in another, you know, guy that's familiar, that doesn't do anything.
Now, like, both of your comments parlay each other.
Yeah.
And we know things about parlay. They get harder and harder to accomplish when mm-hmm. you put more and more mm-hmm. together. But yours is, this is on Andy.
Yeah.
And Max is, this is on Andy. But Andy also has to realize that he's not as close as maybe he thinks he is. So by putting things together, as in new OC, new wide receiver coach, hopefully a new running backs coach, hopefully some more mm-hmm. some different voices. You put that together, it can pay off rather large.
Sure.
If one of those things doesn't work, there's no chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, too, when you start to, you know, boil it down and look at all this stuff, I'm actually glad they went 6-11, because if the other reverse happened and they won all those games and we're sitting here talking about it, maybe they limp into the playoffs at 10-7 or something like that, we're probably not going to have drastic changes, you know, at the end of the season, or changes, I should say. I don't know if there's going to be drastic changes. Roster wise, there will be. I don't know if there will be coaching staff wise, you know, drastic changes. They fired the wide receiver coach, and I could have done that. I mean, like, seriously, I could have coached the wide receivers. I say it all the time. Like, I'm not sure what this Embry guy was doing. And so I think, right, like, that's not a major change. It is a change that needed to happen. It's not a major change. And if Matt wanted to come back, he could have signed an extension last year. He chose not to sign an extension. That's telling, too.
It is.
It's both. But, I mean, he chose not to sign an extension.
No doubt.
Yeah. No, I think that, yeah, the comments that you hear from Andy, and he lists all those things, like, it's one thing if you were 8-9 and missed the playoffs and – you know, a few games that, you know, Travis Kelce in the Philadelphia game, Travis Kelce in the Houston Texans game, Chris Jones in the Jags game, and you finished 8-9. Those are three games you can go back to and be like, we were this close.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yep.
That wasn't the case. The offense was as stale as year-old bread.
Mm-hmm.
There was no creativity, and you put all of the pressure and everything on your quarterback until it broke you.
Yeah.
And to me,
literally,
that is all coaching. That is all, okay, how can we make Pat more, you know, how can we take him out of having to think he's got to do all this stuff? Well, he's running all the time because, A, he didn't have time to either have the play get set up because one of many things. The receivers coach didn't have these receivers' routes crisp up and ready to know where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the game plan as sharp as it should have been. And as much as we've talked about this year, and I don't want to use it as an excuse, but it did show up, obviously, in the season, the fatigue was there.
Yep.
Right? Three straight trips to the Super Bowl, playing all over the place. That's going to add up, but it hadn't in the past, and now it did. And that's how come it didn't happen in the past? Because you were coached better than the past to mm-hmm. be ready for that.
Yeah.
How come it didn't happen this year? Because you weren't prepped well enough for this season to get going through all the motions that could happen. And it just one thing piled after another, after another, after another, which lets you know that they aren't that close. They need to tear it down, rebuild it, and keep some of the same things. You don't necessarily have to, right? When you get a new car, you don't forget how to drive.
Right.
You just have to learn how to drive that car, mm-hmm. right? Like, you still know the ins and outs, where my blinkers are, where the everything is, the everything. You still know how to drive, but you've got to adapt to the new vehicle. And that's what the Chiefs need to do. They got to get rid of the old car. It's time to move on. Stop putting money into that old car. Stop changing the, you know, this. Stop worrying about this. You know, all these things.
Stop fixing the Johnson rod.
Maybe it's time to get a new vehicle, even though you may not like it. You might have to pay a little bit more early for it, free agency, running backs, receivers, whatever, defensive linemen. You're going to have to do that, but in the long run, it's going to make the drive easier. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you less worrisome. You're not going to be like, oh, engine lights on. Is that a sensor or is that, you know, tire pressure alignment? I don't know.
It's usually
but it doesn't make sense to keep putting money into an old vehicle that's not going to keep you secure and safe than it does to just maybe go ahead and buy that new car.
Yeah.
It sucks. Nobody wants a car payment, especially in 2026. But you know what? Do you really want to wake up every morning and be like, I don't know if I'm getting to work today. I don't know if Kareem Hunt's going to be able to get us 60 yards and a couple of first downs. You know what? You know what I do know is if you get a young and good, elusive running back, yeah, it might be expensive, Breece Hall, but you know what? I don't have to worry about if we're going to run the ball today.
Yeah, and I don't even think the Breece Hall money is expensive. I mean, and again, I am as anti-free agent as there is. I'm not a free agent guy. I think it's a fallacy. I think it's a fraud. I think it's a fake way to build your team. But if you need one major position and you have an opportunity to get somebody like a Breece Hall, that's one that I would have that exception. I'd be like, yes, pay Breece mm-hmm. Hall that money because he's 24 years old. He doesn't really have a lot of wear and tear. He's played for the Jets. He'll be champing at the bit to come here to a winning organization if they have the opportunity to sign him and bring him here to Kansas City. And I don't think a 10 or a, let's say an $11 million per year investment for 3 or 4 years, I don't think that's that big a deal when you've got a $50 million quarterback that's the best that you know this organization, maybe the world has ever seen. You've got to start investing in him because I hate to be that guy, and we've talked about it. The dude's getting older too, right? The dude's getting older, and now he's coming off an ACL. He's over 30. He's got a bum knee. Why wouldn't you invest in around him to accentuate everything that he can do and not have to put all the pressure on Patrick Mahomes? Not getting a running back this offseason that is a legit bell cow running back would be a major fail, I think anyway, by the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's it look like next year if you miss the postseason with the Chiefs again?
Well, I can tell you what it's going to look like next year. You're going to start hearing from the Nationals the game has passed Andy Reid by, and that will be what people say next year if this team has the same type of deal at 6-11, right? I think that's what people will say. And if they do go 6-11 next year and have like a really bad year, where you're like, oh boy, I don't know if there's any way out of this. I know next year they're not really anticipating a 15-2 season, but I don't think anybody's anticipating a 6-11 type year.
And on
right?
paper, as of now, the schedule does not look very promising. It looks tough.
It looks tough.
I think every schedule looks
That's
tough.
What I said
was looking
now.
At the, yeah, but I was looking at the Giants schedule yesterday. I'm like, damn, there's not a win on this thing, right? 11 and 5. You know, it's like, it's weird how it works in the NFL with that kind of stuff. There are teams that are good today that are not going to be good next year, like Chicago, Jacksonville, all these teams that are like playing the last place schedule in for the first time. Let's see what that, you know, run looks like next year. Mm-hmm. And now that they're a team that everybody's gunning for as well, how do they handle all that? There's a lot of factors into that. But I was right with you. I'm looking at the schedule like, damn, these, you know, this thing looks tough. But if the Chiefs do go 6-11 next year again, or it's like 7-10, people will start saying, look, the game has passed Andy by. We saw this in Philadelphia, blah, blah, blah. And if that does happen, I think we need to start advocating for Sean McVay, a trade for Sean McVay to come here to Kansas City. Like, I'm being serious about that. I was talking to somebody in the league yesterday about it, and they're like, he's kind of getting tired of the LA thing. He's got the family now and whatnot. And I'm like, what do you think? They go, I think if they have another bad year in Kansas City, you have to make that call out to LA, right? You have to, because Andy's got 3 years left on his contract. So after next year, there'll be 2 years left on his contract. If they go down the tubes again, you're getting ready to open a brand new stadium. You can't have a bad product on the field.
I mean, yeah, like give me Michael Jordan in his prime. Like, yeah, I want a top two, top three head coach, of course.
But I think you have to in Kansas City now. You've established Andy Reid. You've established this program. You're going to be asking for people to pay PSLs. You want to continue to you know, be the world's team. You know, they coined the world's team. You can't go out and hire Matt Eberflus as your next head coach. I'm not saying they would hire him, but that's just a name. You have got to go out and say, we just came off of Andy Reid. We've got to go even bigger or better than Andy Reid. If you're going to be the world's team and open a new stadium and charge for PSLs, you can't have a Matt Eberflus out there running your franchise as the head football coach, because that's not going to get buy-in from fans.
Absolutely agree. It's imperative that they continue this success and continue on an upward trajectory.
I don't think people really do understand the importance of maintaining this as you get ready to open this new stadium when you're asking people to pay PSLs. If you're asking people, let's just say $3,000 a seat for a PSL, you got four seats, that's $12,000. If you're 6-11, 6-11, 7-10, and now all of a sudden you're asking people to pay PSLs, the last 3 years, you've stunk. The Chiefs right now have so much incentive to keep this thing moving in the right direction and to make sure that they're on top, because in 2031, Andy's contract's up. Do you want to walk into, you know, the new stadium and have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback with Matt Eberflus as your head coach? So I think we have to start thinking forward about what that's going to look like, because I just don't think the Chiefs can afford to really take a major step back with the new stadium getting ready to open and you asking for PSLs.
That's why whoever this new OC is needs to be from Brett Veach and Clark Hunt. Those are the top two guys who need to be in charge of this OC hire, because your backup plan can't be, all right, three first round picks. Hey, Rams, please help us out. It's got to be whoever this guy is the future. Nate Shieldhouse, Mike McDaniel, Cliff Kingsbury. It's one or two, maybe 3 years of learning under Andy Reid, and then they are the future. They're the next head coach.
Yeah,
that's what this hire is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I mean.
But you've been on this radio show for years. Matt Nagy's the next head coach.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't this OC hire be that same thing?
I think things have changed, obviously, within the organization, right? I think that's, you know, and that's why things change constantly, right? Like, what's true in 2022 may not be true in 2029, right? What was true, you know, yesterday, get more evidence, may not be true anymore. Things change and things evolve. And so, the Nagy thing was good because of the relationship with Patrick Mahomes. He had been there. It looked like this thing was going on a great trajectory. 6-11 happened. Everything is open for discussion after you go 6-11. And you got to keep your quarterback happy, too. Let's not forget about that, right? You've got to keep 15 happy. If you don't, he's going to look around and go, this ain't working anymore, right? So you've got to keep that guy happy. You've got to keep your fans happy. You've got to keep everybody happy as you go into a new stadium. So I think when you go and you do that, I'm going to hire this guy to be the coach in waiting. Number one, that guy never makes it to coach in waiting in college, right? And I hate the coach in waiting type of thing as well, because what if you find out that this guy you nominated as the coach in waiting isn't the right guy?
For sure. And then you get to make that to change.
Yeah.
Or you get stuck with.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube.
Yeah, sure. No, so let me ask you this. So you obviously, I think Fantasyland would be Sean McVay.
Yeah.
But my take on the whole thing is at that point, if the Chiefs go back to back, let's say they go 6-11, hypothetically, they go 6-11 again.
Mm-hmm.
And people start questioning your.
They will. You know they will. It's an easy topic.
100%.
Stephen A. Smith will start yelling about it. And, you know.
Well, the funny thing, too, is they won't wait till the end of the season to start talking about it. It'll be like week 7. Yeah. Be like, oh, the Chiefs are, you know, 3-3. And
has the game passed Andy Reid by?
We'll be talking about it, too.
Stutter. My take is, would the Chiefs' job still be that team of desire at that point? Mahomes would be 32-ish.
Yeah, I still think as long as Patrick's. I do. Okay. I mean, yeah, I think there's still that
would
mystique.
Would that still be a job where it'd be like, well, Sean McVay can't say no to that?
I mean,
would
Matthew Stafford's 110, right?
Yeah, but he went and got Stafford 4 years ago.
Yeah. How old is Stafford now, though?
37, 38.
So, yeah. So say he comes here in 3 years, Mahomes is 34. About that same age, right?
Yeah, I think Mahomes still will have that pull, but will the rest of the team be in that state? Is it going to be a total rebuild around 15, or there's going to be some other pieces?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with this team. People are like, oh, the season's over. What's going on? A lot is going on because of all these hypothetical situations out there. Because, again, you're right. You guys are right. If they go 6-11 next year and they don't start great, the calls will be happening by the national media early on of, uh-oh, we're seeing it again with Andy Reid. The end of his tenure in Philadelphia didn't go well. Now the end of his tenure in Kansas City may not be going well. What's going on? You know, and that's where we will get at that point in time. And I don't want to get to that point in time. Like, I want them to flip this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Script, obviously, and turn it around and be back in the postseason next year. But the reality is you're coming off a 6-11 season and everything is open for scrutiny.
Everything's open on the text line, 913-586-7965. What is the best rivalry in sports? Twitter posted the question yesterday. We'll dive into some of those responses, plus yours, and give ours. What is the best rivalry in sports? Your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.